in the Makis, in the Mahalach of Makis, so you have 10 Makis, and the Makis are divided in different groups, 3, 3, and 3 plus 1. The final Makis, in a certain sense, before Makis Bechiris, is Choshech. The Makis, Ke'ilu, Bechiris is the Etzem Geula, and it's different very much. It's the only one that was done by Ani Hashem, and not through a Malach, and so on. Everything else was done with the same Mahalchim. And we're going to try to understand a little bit about Makis Choshech, Samad in Yonim. The Chazal say that, the earliest one that speaks about it in such a oifen is Rishonim, I think, Taras Mincha is the first one, Talmud Rashba, and then it's brought down a lot by the other Sfarim, that the Makis are Keneged the Mamorim. The Maral explains it a lot. It says, Asar Mamorim Nevoilam, and there was 10 Makis which were to convert the Mamoris into the into Asaras Adibris, like the Sfarim say. But the first Maimer is Bereishis, and that's a half a Maimer, it's not a real Maimer. The Gemara says it's also Maimer, but it doesn't say Vayomer, and that's obviously connected back as Bechoris, Reishis, we've spoken a lot about it. The second Maka is Choshech, and that's connected the Dibra of Yehior. That's quite obvious. So the first real dibur that we have in the world is keneged Yehior, and keneged that you have the Makis Choshech. So we're going to try to understand a little bit about the yonim of the Choshech, what it is keneged, where it comes in keneged the mamorim, and it also says that it's keneged Aseres Adibris going backwards, which will put it in lo yilocha limacherim, as opposed to Nochi. So Nochi would be keneged Makis Bechoros. It would be keneged the Amira of Bereishis, which is kind of an Amira that we only know half of it. We don't know the Vayomer of it. So that's one. And everything else is keneged the things that we have. So Choshech would be the deepest Maka, and it would be keneged the Maimer of Yor, and it would be keneged Leilach Himacherim. And it goes in backwards order because it's like when you're excavating, you're going from the world was sunk into a bad matzav of tumah, etc. So you're starting from the top, and as you dig, you finally get to the shorish. So in a certain sense, before we get to Nochi and Bereishis, which is a maimer, keneged Bechoros, the deepest point is Choshech and so on. We have to understand a little bit. What is V'yomish Choshech? It says that the Choshech was so dark that a person couldn't get up. And it says it was a mamashis. It says, lo ro ishas ochiv, they couldn't see each other. Lo komu ish mitachtov shleishas yomim. And they couldn't get up. So the first thing is, it's very hard for us to understand where the quality of darkness produces in itself the inability to walk. Rashi says it's you could be memashishit, but there's something about it that's very hard. I mean, if Choshech could weigh something, so maybe light could also weigh something. It was such an intense light beam, it weighed so heavily that a person couldn't get up. I mean, if it's a physical thing, we don't have any correlation between the visual and the tactile senses. No matter, I can't say something was so blue that nobody could jump over it. It doesn't have any meaning to it. We can picture a very dark cloud. But when we have a very dark cloud, for instance, if you have fog, you have thick fog. So there's two qualities to it. There's the fact that it impedes sight, and there's the fact that if I have a wall that's blocking the light. So the reason it's blocking the light is one thing. Even a thin cellophane piece of a black cellophane would block the light just as effectively, even though I could walk straight through it. It's not one of them to the other. So how do we understand that they could not get up and move? And even the way that Pasuk puts it together, they couldn't see each other and nobody could get up. I mean, you're talking about two completely different inyanim, and not seeing each other. Anytime it's dark in the room, you can't see the other person. Not getting up is an extraordinary different type of event. So try to understand what does it mean exactly that in Choshech it is inherent the koach that v'yom is Choshech, that Choshech becomes a mamoshes, and therefore the person could not possibly get up and he couldn't move around and so on and so forth. There's a chazal here. The Medrash Rabbah and Tanchuma, they bring a pasuk Tehillim. It says, Shalach Choshech v'yechshach v'loy moru. It's a pasuk Tehillim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Choshech and it became dark and they did not rebel. V'loy moru. So there are two pshatim in chazal over here. One pshat is v'loy moru. It came on account of the rebellion of the Mitzrim. So it's as if v'lo moru is sort of, was it not for the fact that they were morid, or v'lo moru, they weren't mekabel the ol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let's put it that way. So that's one pshat. And the second pshat, Chazal say, is the malachim heard the gzeira, and they, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, consulted with them, asked them if they should, he proposed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring choshech, v'lo moru, and they didn't say no. They didn't rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Both Pshatim the Medrash are Tamua. The first one, I mean, if it's for the fact that the Mitzvim were married in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the Makkas were for that. I mean, some for the fact that they tortured Klai Yisrael, some for the fact that they denied HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Each and every one of those in Yonim was for that reason. As far as the Malachim not rebelling and saying, okay, I mean, why would the Malachim have a problem with Choshech? If the Malachim are in charge of everything else, the Malachim could say the same thing about Orov. They didn't take kindly to the fact that there were animals running all over the place. They didn't take kindly to the fact that the Barad. I mean, in Barad itself, it says that there was a Malach of Esh, a Malach of Mayim, and you have to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu make Shalom between them, and therefore, where do we have over here any type of special inyan why the Malachim should be upset with the Makkah of Choshech. That's something that we need to understand. What's unique about it that A, it addresses the Merid of the Mitzrim, and two, it also speaks about the possibility of Malachim possibly have said no and now they said yes and so on. So let's understand a little bit. Let's go back to the marker of the Maimer of Yir, which is where we should go back to. Let's look at the Seder Abriya and ask ourselves a little bit, understand what's the Seder Abriya. The world is Toyo Vavo V'choshav Nesahom. The world is zero. The first thing that needs to be created are mamashistika things. You need to have. We would start the bria with umavul be mayim lamayim, yikovu amayim. There's a steady process of making the world habitable. You have the world becoming solid by moving the water, separating. We already defined the world as a certain entity. The waters themselves are yikovu amayim, tacharetz desha, and so on. Those are all concrete steps in moving forward and in making a habitable world. At some point, you're going to need lights. So yes, you on the fourth day, you can have lights. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyahu doesn't need any lights. So what are you making? It's like a person's building a building, and he starts with the lights. I mean, you need a light for workers to work on if they work at night. So technically, we need it. But you don't start a building in terms of the goal for the person that he's going to live there. You don't start with the lights. Light is an important tool within a house. So when we have a house and we're living there, it's a lot easier with lights. But A, it's habitable without lights. A person that needs shelter from the cold and the rain and so on, and he walks in there and there's food there, even without lights he can get around. So what's the pshat that Or is the first Bria? Yehi Or? And this is really where HaKadosh Baruch Hu set the two. Secondly, there's a pasuk that says, in Koheles, Aksil b'choshe cholech b'chochem ena b'roshe. A fool walks in the darkness, and a chacham has a nayim b'roshe. It's very hard. The klal gadol is that Shlomo HaMelech does not give advice that anybody's Bobby could have given. I mean, that you have to watch where you're going is the great havchana between the ksil and the chacham. What the chacham does wise things and smart things and nice things, and the ksil does stupid things. Nice, but there's a teichan that Shlomo HaMelech is defining the difference that he saw. And Fakert, and the pasuk before he says everything's a mikre echad. Now he said it happens to Ksil and the Chacham, and then he says no, the Ksil is bechoshech holech, and the Chacham's in a berosho. It also there's a kind of not a quite parallel. It says the Ksil walks in darkness, and the Chacham has eyes. Should have either said or in choshech or iver in einayim. What's the teichan of what Shlomo HaMelech means? So let's go back to the other Inyan. The Arizal says that the makis are keneged spheres, and the sphere of chachma is keneged choshech. The Inyan of chachma, that Hagavah Kishpah is called chachma, is keneged the mak of choshech, and choshech is beyond the sphere. It's a sphere that's kilu above it. But chachma is keneged the mak of choshech. Rashi defines Chachma Kisisa as what a person learns from his Rav. We wouldn't, if we were to ask a person, what is the highlight of Chachma, I wouldn't say it's the information I absorbed around. That's not, the Gemara calls it Chamor Mole Sfarim. If a person who absorbs a lot of information, but is not capable of processing it, and bringing out intelligent points from it, then that's not a chacham. So you're there safer, and it's a chamor nosis farim. Chazal called it a person who can't process the information, just has a lot of information. It's not a chachma. So why is chachma in Kisisa by Bezalel, Rekrasi B'Shem, it says, V'amala seruach alakim, b'chachma b'svuno b'das, so chachma, he says, is mashadim lomid mirabo. Mashadim kibol mirabo, lomid mirabo. So the Nakuda is like this. When we make the great distinction between the living and the not living, the animate and the non-animate, the inanimate, we make the following distinction. Chazal, the Kadmonim, call a living being misnoea. That which moves, that which has motion. An animal is definitely has motion. A tzomeach has a limited type of motion; it grows, whereas something that we call inanimate is static, unless it's acted upon. But there's no internal motion. If, in order for motion to happen, two things have to take place. You need to have the ability to move. Those are technical details. You also need to have a point that you're moving towards. Movement is something moving towards something else. The inanimate is not moving towards something. When a rock gets blown by a wind, the pressure of the wind is pushing it. If I put a rock on top of a hill, the force of gravity is pulling it. The rock is not moving, it's being pushed, pulled, etc. When something has to move from that which is inside itself, that's only possible if there's a tachlis towards where it's moving. Nothing, and moving I mean in the broader sense of the word. Things need to have a purpose in where it's going to. Things tend to stay the way they are. The inanimate stays where it is unless it's acted upon. The animate stays where it is unless it has reason to go somewhere. So the plant is pushing outwards towards developing its leaves and its flowers, etc. The Baal Chai is pushing out to look for food and so on. The Baal Chai is sitting in its place. It has no food. And it goes ahead and it looks for food. So that is the koyach of a chai, that in order to sustain itself, a Baal Chai that's not a Baal Chai, an inanimate, a rock, stays where it is. And even if the wind and the water are wearing it down, it'll just disintegrate. A Baal Chai moves towards a certain tachlis, towards a certain point, in order that it grow, get better, sustain itself, and so on. An Adam, in as much as an Adam is a Baal Chai, his movement is also physical. He wants food, he wants shelter, he wants to run away from something. Those, in that world, the person is not a misnoea. That motion is not human motion, it's animal motion. The animal in us takes us to wherever we need to go, and so on and so forth. Those tachlises belong in a world of Baal Chaim. When a person sees a goal beyond himself, it causes him to move towards it. A person has a vision. A person sees Tov, and where he is not Tov, and he moves towards that, and I mean it in the metaphor sense of the word. The person reaches out for something that is higher than him, better than him, bigger than him. In that sense, the person is Chai as a human being. So in order to get there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us tools. That's one part of it. We have the ability, koach habechira and the koach aliyah and the koach and many kochos to do things, but it starts with seeing something beyond us. If we don't see anything beyond us, then we are what we are and we stay where we stay, because that is who we are. That's us. That's our metzias. It's the journey starts when I'm going towards somewhere. When I see an ideal, when I see something, that's when I can reach towards it. In the big picture, the first point in the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the world is there so that Tachtonim will be Mis'ala and be like Elyonim. The point that we're headed towards. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create a world that has any meaning within itself except as a means to go to someplace else. It's not the Pshat HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world, a very nice world, with land and Paris and animals and fine. And then he came down and said, wouldn't it be nice if we instill a little religion? Vayi Or. HaKadosh Baruch Hu started this world as a Hechatimtze, to go from this world to another place. That's the tachlis of this world. The first nekuda that's needed to put that into effect is Yehi Or. Or is the tool that gives us the hechetimtza for going to the place that we're not. That is the metzias of that's the metzias of Or in the world. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts the Bria with a chetimtza of going towards somewhere, and that's with the Bria of Or. The opposite of it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also put Choshech into the world. And that's what the Goyen means. The Goyen says one or two places that the Apikars and the Minim say that Choshech is a lack of Or, and so on. Some places he says Umas Olam, some places he uses the Lashon Minim. I mean, he's obviously not talking about the science Shavoy. It's not relevant, it doesn't make people up to Carson, it's not almost old. He's talking about the understanding of it. Choshech HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the world to block that Or. The emes of the world is that there is beyond, there's something beyond, and we have a derech to it. But in order to make it a chira, in order to make it a struggle, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Choshech into the world. But when you put Choshech into the world, what happens is the person stops moving. It's because this movement is only possible when a person is able to see something ahead. And if a person can't see something ahead, then he's not going there. So when it says that the choshech that came down in Mitzrayim was so thick that they couldn't see each other, if they couldn't see each other, they weren't going anywhere. When you see a person, Lamashal, if I look around me and I see everybody is as big as a Balmidas as I am, not bigger than me, and I don't have any Sfarim or anything that tells me, so how am I going to work on my Midas? I mean, as far as I'm concerned, this is as good as it gets. Everybody is you know, everybody has the same level of the Midah or less of the Midah of, I don't know, whatever it is. And there are no, I have no paradigms whatsoever, so I'm not going anywhere. If you don't see anything, you're not going anywhere. Because Be'etzim, the cause of movement starts with seeking something. And seeking something starts with and starts with going towards someplace. There's an extraordinary pasuk. It says, "Shema mami leil mami leil." The Klai Yisrael asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asks the Shomer, "How come it's still dark?" And he says that nights come, days come. Famous Moshe says, "Im tevoyun boyu, im tevoyun boyu." If you seek for it, you will find it. In other words, you're right. Part of the problem with being in Golus is that it's dark all around. And we don't even have a paradigm of what we're looking for. We have to search for something that we don't even know what we're looking for. And that's the problem in Golus. And B'meili, he says, we're asking, it's dark outside. All we can say is when the darkness stops, because we don't know where we're headed to. It's like when a person is driving. If it's pitch dark, he's not going anywhere because he doesn't know where he's going to. He's going to stop. If it's pitch dark with no signs, nothing, he's going to stop. Where am I going to drive to? I don't know where I'm going to. There's no point in driving because I may be driving the wrong way. I may not be going anyplace. I may be going off a cliff. It doesn't make any sense. So the Bria, the first Bria was Or for that reason. This is why Chachma is called what a person gets from his rabbi. It's not information. In the processing of information, certainly the input of the information we put in is not a big deal. I mean, that's not the high point of what we come up with. If a person has a lot of ideas that he got by listening, by reading, by so on and learning, Seder, those ideas are the big raw material of Chachma, not the real Chachma. We're talking about something else. Lamashal, if I hear a Svara from somebody and I need to work on it in order to understand it, that's Chachma. In other words, it's giving me raw material to be able to reach out to. The Baal Tanya gives his famous mishalom about Chachma and Bina, and he says Chachma is lashon koyach, ma potential, and he gives he illustrates it in a way that's very similar. When a person is thinking, pondering a problem, and then an idea comes into his head, that idea is very vague, very abstract, and then he needs to process it and break it down. He needs to give it words, break it into components, test each component, and finally come up with something very solid and very true. But the first kernel of idea, what we call inspiration, always comes to us from, quote-unquote, outside. I mean, the being a part of it, okay, if this is true, this can't be true, you have to agree with that, so on and so forth. But the idea, the creative idea, always comes from the outside. It's the same thing. In other words, when a person is pondering a problem, and all of a sudden the light bulb goes on, he has an idea. That idea is not the answer, but it's the road to the answer. I know where the answer lies. I know I have it. Now I'm going to have to work out the steps. But the first thing I have is I have a certain image, and sometimes it's a very vague image, but I have a certain image, and now I can reach out to the image. I know the terrace is going to be this direction. It's going to have to do with something about the toichen of the halacha, this way, that way, the other way, and so on and so forth. That's the inyan of Chachma. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going the other direction and uncovering the world that had become cropped up, he was making that, he was working his way from outside, like it says, the makas were going in the order from the outer layer to the inner layer, connected the mamarim of the world, connected the spheres, and so on and so forth. This is the point, it says, v'loy maru. They did not rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or about the Malachim, or the other way around. V'lo maru means that they did not, because the Mitzrim rebelled against, they weren't mekabel the maru of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why they got it. And we asked all the makas were. The answer is, what does it mean if I accept the authority of the Torah? We all accept the authority of the Torah. Yet, we cut corners and we're nichshel sometimes and we don't quite do what we're supposed to do. So is that a steer to it? The answer is, as long as, just like if I know I have to get to a certain place, my goal is to get to point X. Sometimes it's a long drive and I stop. Sometimes I see something very nice on the side and I take a detour. As long as the point of reference that I'm headed towards, the final cause, so to speak, that's what Azar calls it, the final cause, the point of Tachlis is that point, then I haven't taken the smoothest road or the straightest road or the quickest road, but I'm still getting there. The minute I lost sight and I'm just taking a drive, I'm not going there. The hafka of Morus. Morus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is putting down HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the point towards where we're headed to. If that's there, so the Mitzrim, when all the makas dealt with issues that are a result of not accepting his authority. If you don't accept the Kadosh Baruch Hu's authority, you do Ritzicha, and you do Arayas, and you Ervas Haaretz, and you kill the babies, and everything are acts of not fulfilling the Tziva of Hashem. But the Etzem Tziva of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is this. So the not being Kabbal Maras lies in Choshech. There's no, every Mitzri is what he is. I am Liayor Vania Sisip. The river is mine, so it's me. The cutting themselves off from the ability to accept authority. They relate to Kadosh Baruch Hu as a Lakim, which means a force. Kadosh Baruch Hu is a force that's got to be reckoned with. But he's not the point of existence that the Bria is driving towards. The Malachim, it says, V'loy Maru, means like this. The Rambam says in Morin Vuchim that every prophecy comes through a malach, every malach is seen through prophecy. The metzias of a malach is, like we say, refoil a mashal. Every malach is a combination of an inyan in this world and a shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the bridge. In other words, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a shliach to this world, the shliach is a certain entity. A malach is a being. It's a creation. And a malach is God shliach eshlosh olam kemoisei. The bridge between where we are to where it is, to where it really is what a malach is, and that's where the v'loy mara lies. On the one hand, it says l'mashal in Aseres Hadibris, where this is keneged lo yelo chal himacherim, because choshech is the bria that covers up the real or. If the bria was the way it should be, Kadosh Baruch Hu said ye or. So now the world sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the center point, everything's headed towards it. The Choshech is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the world so that we can cover, we can sleep. It's a shade to put on the light. The Lehim Acherim is what we do to close off the light so that when we're tired and we're not going there, when a person, take a look how interesting it is. When a person is sleeping, he's semi-dead, he's not alive in a human sense. I mean, he's in a very, very, he's almost like a somer. He lies in one place, he's not really moving any place, his body's functioning. And that happens during Choshech. Choshech is the zman of when a person stops going anywhere, because there's no light in the physical bria, he has nothing to go for. As long as there's light, there's fields that he sees, there are animals that have to be tended. When it's dark, the person vegetates, hibernates, the same thing. And that's what the person sees only what's in front of his nose. The Sheirish of Avodah Zarah is that there's no trail leading from the sunlight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and from the water to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and from the rain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is what it is. Nothing is going anywhere. We've said over a lot of times, there's a beautiful Chedush Rim. He says by Avraham Avinu that had it was in Makkah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Roa Biro Delekes. He saw a castle lit up or on fire, different pshatim. And Va'oma Klum Yesh Adon LeBirzu. So the Chedush Rim says the word Delekes means to pursue, like Lama Delakta Acharai. He saw that the world is pursuing something, and he asked himself, what is the world pursuing? And that's, and he says the whole world is moving towards something. What is the something the world is moving towards? That's the legacy. So when a person has that, he has where he's going to. If he doesn't have it, he's not going anywhere. So on the one hand, the merida of the mitzrim lay in this nekuda specifically. That's where you can cut yourself off by shutting the light. And this is where malachim represent the loimaru, because this is the malachim are the conduit that leads us from where things are to where things came from to where things are going to. That's the pathway. Let's go a little bit linyaneinu. Twice a day, Chazal were metaken for us. Krishna is the Kabbalah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The focal point of a person's religious metzias. Chazal prefaced that with two brachas. One bracha is about Torah, both in the morning and at night. Torah, and in general, the special kesha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Klal Yisrael in the world of Ruchnias. And the bracha before that is a bracha about the shift between light and darkness in the Bria. So we have three layers. We start with light and darkness, Yotzer Or, Mav Yom Evilola. Then we have Avarav Avasolam, and then we have Krishma, which is the essence of connecting Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's strange. It's a phenomenon. The morning the sun sets, and in the morning the sun rises, the night the sun sets, and so on. But I mean, it belongs to Pesukim Zimra. Pesukim Zimra, we speak about Niflos HaBorei. Put in Niflos HaBorei that also. Plenty of Niflos HaBorei mentioned, in the Pesukim Zimra. What's this bracha of Yotzer Or, Ovarei Choshech, and so on? The answer is, the Bria itself, in the big, big picture, the Shorash of the Bria is Oyer and Choshech. The Shorash of the Bria is about putting down a goal that the Bria moves towards, a perceivable goal, and putting some sort of covering so that we don't see it. And in Tochen, we're supposed to keep moving forward based on what we know from when it was light. We're supposed to, when it's light, we're supposed to charge ourselves, and at night, we're supposed to move towards it through Emunah, and so on. So in the big picture, the movement towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts with the Bria of Oyer Choshech. It's not just another convenient facet of the world. There's light, there's darkness, we need to use light, we need sometimes to rest. And it's not another one of the flaws of Bori. We're talking about one of the most central in Yanim of the Bria itself. I want to bring it down to the point of where it's Nogetos in a big sense. If a person asks himself, what's my job being Oved Hashem? So a person expects to get clear directions in terms of how to grow. What is he supposed to do where he is to grow? And that's fine. That's good. What mitzvah is supposed to keep and so on. as far as Torah goes, it means doing what I'm learning about what I'm supposed to do now. To be concerned with the here and the now is definitely a very important part of the avodah. But if a person wants to go someplace, if a person wants to grow, the only way the person can do it is if he has something pushing him. And the only thing that pushes a person is a goal that he's headed towards. If I can't imagine getting something somewhere, so I'm not going to go there. I can take a train to anywhere, but if there's no reason to go there, I'm never going to go there. Why? If a person doesn't have an image of something more elevated, something beyond him, something above him, then he's not going to go anywhere. He's not moving. Because why should I move? Where should I move to? The learning in a yeshiva, both in terms of the tkufa of a life, we ask ourselves, we start our lives with a sort of a bubble of perfection or of ideal, or idealized life. And then we spend the whole life frustrated not being there quite. Well, it doesn't make sense the other way around. We should slowly start learning, till someday when we retire, we'll come to yeshiva. Lachamev Esser. I mean, what's the point of starting with a lot of Mesiras Nefesh, keeping a bubble of Hasmada and Tahara and Kedusha and goals and things that the smarter person knows are almost impossible to keep going for the rest of life? The answer is we can never be anything that we haven't seen the side of it. We don't understand something. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he couldn't come to Eretz Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know what? I'm going to let you look at Eretz Yisrael, and that's fine. He was mocking him. What was the game over there? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, well, you can't go there, but you'll see it. The answer is, if you see it, then you can get there someday. It might not be today. It might be there's a mochalach hazman. This Klal Yisrael will get there. And Moshe Rabbeinu someday will go into there. But if he never saw it, he'll never go there. What distinguishes the Chochem from the Ksil, Chochem is Reyes HaNoilad. He sees a future, he sees something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megal himself in the days of Golos as Eke. I will be. There are days when we see Havaya in complete shine. And there are days when all we know is there's a point that we're heading to. We don't need more of that, but we need to see there's something bright that we're headed towards. It's interesting that in the Mach over here, so Mela in Arabic, the question was to take the kids, not to take the kids. And Paro said, what do you need the kids for? And they said, we'll take the kids. I understand that. I mean, the kids are the next crop of slaves, and they're the valuable crop, and the best insurance are going to come back. The struggle over the kids, I understand. Here, there was a whole thing about Karbonis, and Klal Yisrael says, Paro says, okay, why don't you tell me what your God likes, how many Karbonis, we'll make a cheshbon, and go with that. I mean, what's your chiyuv? What dinim you have? A carbon talmid, a carbon pes, a carbon this, a carbon that, take it and go. So Chazal answered, So the Kleisel answered, "V'gam miknei geilechi monel d'sher parsa, kimimenu nikach lavas Hashem alekenu." This is the raw material of which we're going to take to be over Hashem. V'anachnu lo neida manavo des Hashem ad bo'enu shama. We don't know what we need until we get there. They knew that there's a shama, but they're not there yet. Yediyah, we've spoken many times, is when you have the concrete knowledge, when you've lived it, experience, and so on. They said, we know that there's a point beckoning towards us, but we're not there. That understanding that there's a place that we're headed towards, even though we're not there yet, that's the yisoid of Klal Yisrael, that's the yisoid of Tzuras Adam as such. So a person's avoda has two layers to it. There's the avoda maisis, the person is working, improving, learning Basher Husham, and that's one very important part of it. But if a person asks himself, what's the sheirish of my ability to become something, somebody, to grow? The sheirish is a person needs to have a goal. The goal is when he sees Aram Gadol. The bigger the people he sees, the more he has where to grow to. If the biggest image he has is somebody who knows Mishnayis, he's never met a Tam Kol who knows more than Mishnayis and Rav, then there's nothing, he'll never be bigger than that. The measure of the people that the person had a kesher with is the measure where he's going to. The world of Ruchnius that the person builds himself in terms of the oimik of learning, in terms of the depth, in terms of the breadth of what he sees, in terms of the whole great Metzias Torah, is his limit. That's his limit. That's the order that the person possesses. And if the as long as the person set himself, as long as the person set himself a goal, he's already, as long as the person has that goal, an image of that goal, he has a ha'ara of that goal, then he's chachamena bereisha. Then he can strive for it. He may not make it. He may not get there. He may go off, but he has the potential of doing it. What the person is lacking is chayshech, and he can't move anywhere. He's not going to go anywhere. What the person's ha'ara that the person has, the person's potential, even if he doesn't know exactly the details, but he's seen the light, he's seen the person that he can grow into, then he knows he has the material with him, and he can say v'anachmol neida manaver es Hashem ad beinu shama, but at least he knows there's a shama, and if there's a shama to go to, he'll get there, and when he gets there, he'll know what to do, and he'll have it.